hymn is Come Share the Lord. It's the Sing the Faith, number 2269.
We come now to bring our gifts to the Lord. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this season of hope, this season when all of the things that are happening around us that seem so black, so dark, can be made plain and clear, and we can once again feel the hope that you give us that life will be better. Help us to share that hope with others. And help us during this Advent season to open our hearts to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
prepare to come to the table of the Lord, I would invite you all to share any joys and concerns that you have. I have a couple here from Janet. One, Thanksgiving for Ron and Sharon Carlin, whose 53rd anniversary is here today, and I bet we know where they are. Also for Gary and Johanna, whose 34th anniversary is today. And Emily Walden will be celebrating her birthday on Wednesday. So congratulations to all of those. Also a concern from Janet, her brother Bruce is having a lot of hip pain, and also for all of those with addiction problems. Are there any other prayer requests we need to share today? Yes, ma'am.
We have a joy today that David Weitzel was able to come and eat Thanksgiving dinner with us. Was a little scary going up a couple of steps, but we got there, and Bill got him back safely. And I have never seen anyone eat more at a Thanksgiving than David Weisel did. He started eating when he came in the door, and he only quit when there was a little slice of pumpkin pie, and he kept looking at it. Then he got that fork, and he went to work, and he ate every bit of it.
Good for him. That is so good to hear, Becky. Thank you. Are there any other requests that we have? Any other prayer requests? Then I invite you all to come to the table of the Lord. Friends, this is not a Presbyterian table. It is the table of Jesus Christ. It is a table of hope. It is a table of the past, the present, and the future. So let us join together in prayer. Let us pray.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, O Lord, our God, creator and ruler of the universe. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. You set us in this world to love and serve you and to live in peace with all that you have made. When we turned from you, you did not turn from us. When we were captives in slavery, you delivered us to freedom and made covenant to be our sovereign God. When we were stubborn and stiff-necked, you spoke to us through the prophets who looked for that day when justice shall triumph and peace shall reign over all the earth. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the celestial choirs and with all the faithful of every time and place who forever sing to the glory of your name. Holy, O God of majesty, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. You sent him into the world to satisfy the longings of your people for a Savior, to bring freedom to the captives of sin and to establish justice for the oppressed. He came among us as one of us, taking the lot of the poor, sharing human suffering. We rejoice that in his death and rising again, you set before us the sure promise of new life, the certain hope of a heavenly home where we will sit at table with Christ as our host. Remembering your gracious acts in Jesus Christ, we take from your creation this bread and this wine to joyfully celebrate his dying and rising as we await the day of his coming, With thanksgiving, we offer our very selves to you to be a living and holy sacrifice dedicated to your service. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Gracious and loving God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that we may be one with all who share in this feast, united in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world. Gracious and loving God, we offer prayers of thanksgiving today for Ron and Sharon Carlin as they celebrate their 53rd anniversary, and for Gary and Johanna, who celebrate their 34th anniversary today. Lord, we bless you for relationships that last, for love that never ends, and for these folks that are such a wonderful example to the rest of us. We pray a happy birthday blessing to Emily Walden. And we have joys. We have a joy for David Weitzel, who has been so ill and has had so much trouble getting out and about, and who was able to have Thanksgiving with Becky and Bill this weekend. We also pray prayers of concern for Janet's brother Bruce, who is having trouble with a lot of hip pain, also for those with addiction problems. And Lord, I want to lift up my sister Tracy, who cares for her mother-in-law, who is pretty much fully responsible for her care because Peggy cannot care for herself. And I just pray for that relationship will not be further damaged by the place that they are now. Lord, in the quietness of this place, we offer to you those prayers that are known only to us in our hearts. Amen. Strengthen us, O God, in the power of your Spirit to bring good news to the poor and lift blind eyes to sight, to loose the chains that bind and claim your blessing for all people. Keep us faithful in your service until Christ comes in final victory, and we shall feast with all your saints in the joy of your eternal realm. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Friends, on the night that Jesus was arrested, he took the bread and he broke it and he passed it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, for this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And later he poured out the cup and he passed it to them, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink of it, do this in remembrance of me." Friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Thank you. as we go forth from this place, remember that this is the season of hope. This is the season to look for hope, to look for God's hope everywhere we go. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.